Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're making it wider in a way that still feels DJ-friendly, punchy, and totally in control. If you're new to this, here's the big idea. A jungle switch up is that moment when the groove shifts just enough to catch the listener off guard, but not so much that the dance floor loses the thread. In Ragga Jungle, Rollers, and Darker DNB, that contrast is everything. You want the track to open up, breathe a little, and feel bigger, but the kick, snare, and sub still need to hit like a truck. So in this lesson, we're not just making things wider for the sake of stereo width. We're using width as a contrast move. The low end stays solid and centered. The tops, breaks, vocal chops, and effects get the extra space. That's the move. Let's start with the structure. In Ableton, think in phrases. For a beginner, 16-bar chunks are the easiest to hear and arrange. You can do 8 bars for a smaller variation, but 16 bars is where the proper switch-up lies. That makes the arrangement feel natural for DJs too, because the change lands on a clear musical boundary. A simple layout works really well here. Start with drums, bass, ragga vocal or chant, and effects or atmosphere. Keep the first 8 or 16 bars locked into the main drop groove. Then, instead of randomly changing everything, build tension and open the section up in the next phrase. Now let's build the low end first, because in Jungle and DNB, everything else has to sit around that foundation. Use Ableton stock devices like Operator or Waveatable for your bass. A simple sine wave is perfect for the sub. Keep that part mono and stable. If you're using a Reese layer, keep it modest and controlled. Don't make the bass super wide. That's one of the fastest ways to lose power on a club system. A really useful beginner setup is this: a clean sub layer on the bottom, a slightly detuned mid-bass layer above it, and utility on the bass chain to keep the sub centered. If you want a bit more attitude, add saturator with just a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. That helps the bass speak on smaller speakers without turning it into mush. And rhythmically, don't overplay it. Leave some gaps. In jungle, space is part of the groove. If the bass is constantly talking, the switch up won't feel like a moment. It'll just feel crowded. Next, let's get the drum foundation moving. Load a break into simpler, or chop it manually in arrangement view. Slice mode in simpler is great for beginners because it lets you trigger pieces of the break without needing to build everything from scratch. Start with the kick and snare backbone, then add hi-hats or break tops for motion. One important thing here: don't make the break too perfect. Jungle feels alive because of its human swing, the little ghost notes, the tiny velocity changes, and the slightly off-center hits. If everything is too quantized, the groove can feel stiff. You can use groove pull lightly if you want some swing, but don't overdo it. A few easy moves go a long way. Lower the velocity of a few slices for ghost note energy. Duplicate a snare at the end of a bar to create a fill. Remove a kick right before the switch up so the next downbeat lands harder. Those tiny edits make the arrangement feel like it's breathing. Now let's bring in the ragga element. This is where the track gets its personality. Add short vocal phrase, a chant, a shout, or a chopped ragga line. The key is to keep it rhythmic and brief. It should answer the drums, not sit on top of everything all the time. Use simplers or warp the audio so it sits in time. Then shape it with EQ8, echo, and reverb. High pass the vocals so it stays out of the low end. A cutoff somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting point. Add a little echo for call and response throws. Keep the reverb subtle, because in jungle, too much wash can blur the whole groove fast. A nice arrangement trick is to have the vocals say a phrase, then leave space, then answer with another chopped phrase. That little conversational feel gives the section identity and helps the switch up land without needing a massive new melody. Now we get to the core of the lesson: how to make the switch up feel wider and bigger without wrecking the mix. The answer is not to widen everything. In fact, that's usually the mistake. Keep the sub and main low bass mono. Then widen the tops, the break fragments, the atmospheres, the vocal echoes, and the FX tails. That's where the extra space should live. Use utility to keep bass centered. For top percussion or break layers, you can open the width a bit more. Echo is great for stereo movement, especially if you use short delay times like an eighth or a quarter note and filter the repeats so they don't get muddy. Reverb on a return track also helps a lot, especially if you keep the decay reasonable, around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. You want atmosphere, not a giant cloud. If the switch up feels narrow, check whether your top layers are too centered. If it feels blurry, You probably widened too much across the whole mix. The sweet spot is wide tops, solid low end. Now let's make the actual switch up happen. A strong jungle switch up usually changes the drum language more than it changes the whole track. So instead of replacing everything, you shift the pattern and texture. Bring in a more chopped break, open the hats a little, add a snare fill or an extra ghost hit, maybe mute one bass note or drop out a layer for a moment so the new section feels more open. You can use drum rack for group drum layers, simpler for sliced break fragments, auto filter for brightness changes, and utility for stereo control. A really effective move is to duplicate the main break track and to make a second version that has more top end. Then high pass that layer around 150 to 250 HC and keep the sub completely untouched underneath it. That way, the switch up feels like the drums are opening up, not like the whole track is falling apart. Automation is what makes this feel like a real event instead of just another loop. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the drums or vocal. Automate echo feedback at the end of a phrase. Automate the bass filter or wave-eatable position for a little movement. You can even automate utility width on atmosphere layers if you want the section to feel like it's expanding. One very effective DNB move is the pre-switch down. Take out a kick on the last bar, add a snare fill, throw a delay on the vocal, and then slam everything back in on the next downbeat. That tiny empty space can make the drop feel much bigger than just stacking more sounds. For the transition itself, keep it readable. DJs need to hear where the phrase is. Use simple effects like one-shot cymbal impacts, a short noise sweep, or a downlifter into the new section. You don't need 5 effects every bar. One strong accent is better than a mess of weak ones. A clean arrangement example might go like this. The first 8 bars are the main groove. Bar 9 drops one drum layer. Bars 10 and 11 build with vocal echo and filter movement. Bar 12 gives you a snare fill and impact. And bar 13 lands the widened switch up with the chopped break and vocal response. That phrasing is easy to follow, and it's easy to mix into. After that, always do a quick mix check. Collapse the track to mono and make sure the sub still feels strong. Use EQA to clear mud from the vocals and breaks. If the hats or vocal chops get sharp, tame the harshness in the 3 to 6 kHz range. The goal is simple. Even when the section gets wider, the low end must stay locked. And here's a really important teacher note. If the switch up feels weak, don't immediately add more layers. First, check the drum accents. Sometimes one new hi-hat placement or an extra snare ghost does more than another pad, another stab, or another FX hit. In jungle, rhythm changes can create more lift than sheer density. Also, for DJ use, always leave at least one part of the phrase with a very readable drum pattern. That makes it much easier for someone mixing and to lock on to the beat. The track can be wild, but it still has to be mixable. If you want a simple practice target, build a 16-bar switch-up section with a mono sub, one bass layer, a chopped break, and one reggae vocal chop. Then duplicate it. In the second half, add a chopped break top layer, automate a filter open on the vocal or bass, and place one fill at the end of the phrase. Throw one echo on the vocal and check whether the section feels bigger while staying clean. If you can hear the difference, and the kick and sub still hit clearly, then you've done it right. So remember the key points. Keep the sub mono and stable. Widen the tops, breaks, vocals, and effects. Work in 8 or 16 bar phrases so the structure feels DJ-friendly. Let ragga vocals act like rhythmic answers. And use Ableton stock devices like Utility, EQ8, Auto Filter, Echo, Reverb, Saturator, Simpler, and Drum Rack to shape the whole thing. That's the jungle switch up. Surprising, spacious, and still locked to the groove. Let's build it.